Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, Bring the Kingdom of Heaven Near Today.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Then Jesus summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to cast them out and to cure every disease and every sickness. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. As you go, proclaim the good news. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. You received without payment, give without payment. The Gospel of the Lord. What a beautiful gospel, eh? The kingdom of heaven has come near. That's the good news. What marvelous good news. This is what it is. But this is what you and I, my friends, must make real today. We're reading about Jesus saying this centuries ago. That's not enough. It has to be real today. Because that's how it happens. You and I, dear friends, and everyone who believes in Jesus Christ, we make his presence real today. This is huge, eh? It's a huge responsibility, and it hinges on our faith. Do not let your faith slip away, please. But faith needs fuel. How did the gospel, here's a question, how did the gospel and our faith in Jesus Christ survive until this very day? By all worldly standards, it should have just petered out. Like, who believes in Julius Caesar and guides their life according to Julius Caesar? No. So what is the fuel? What is the fuel that feeds our faith? It is that stupendous original genius of our Lord, the gift of the Eucharist. Do you believe that Jesus Christ is really present in the Eucharist? Well, yes, because he said so. But, you know, we can come at that backwards and say, yes, because people still line up to receive him. the current generations, whatever it is, I don't think it's Gen X anymore, but the current generations are discovering Jesus and they're very excited about him. But we have, don't we have, a few lost generations that they just didn't get it. They didn't get the faith. So you, please, I don't care how old you are, we must testify to our faith. That's how we make the kingdom of God near for this generation, for our world today. God bless you.